Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Wednesday. Happy November 19th. And again, we're celebrating this entire week, this National Education Week. And today is a very crucial day in that. This is our Support Professionals Day within National Education Week. So this is one where we celebrate all of those people that are really the backbone of the school, our custodians, our secretaries, our cooks, our aides, everybody. There's so many people that go into the lives of our students every single day. And it's a good time for us to recognize them and celebrate them together. I want to welcome back our special guest this week, Dr. Lisa Hill, the host of Vice Principal Unofficed and longtime educator and expert and friend of mine. I've been looking forward to this conversation all week, and you certainly have not disappointed. This has been great. No pressure. I mean, I'm going to have to keep you going
okay.
This week. Well, these people, they keep the lights on. They keep our students fed, keep everything safe, keep us running. And so we're going to talk a little bit about how to honor them as we come up with our question here. So I'll give you a little hint. That's what's coming up right after our commercial break.
Where's your kid headed after high school? We are From Carpool to College, two accomplished educators, college and career consultants, and parents who guide families through the entire journey, from freshman year planning to senior year success. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to your Morning Boost. So like I said, Dr. Hill, today we're going to talk about empowering our support staff and recognize them. And I think this is a group of people that too often just show up every day and work, and we don't take that time to just really value the work that they do. So I'm hoping that you can give us a few tips and pointers from stuff that you've done in the past. And as an AP, I think that that's a great opportunity for us to get some really quick capital with all the people doing all the hard work. So what's a simple, and I'd say non-monetary way that we as an AP can truly show how much we value the work of all of those people that goes beyond just a general thank you email?
Well, I think what these people need to hear is a simple thank you. Hello, when you're walking down the hall, learn their names. Every building I've ever worked in, and maybe this comes from my parents, you know, you treat people well. Doesn't matter what they do, You know, we're all equal, just treat everybody well. But I've learned that you need to just say hello and help them, work alongside them. And every building I've gone into, they're always surprised and stop and say, why do you say hello to me? Like, what do you mean? Why would I not say hello to you? Huh. And what I often hear is that when people become administrators, from the superintendent down, even some board members, they never say hello to those people or acknowledge the work that they do. It's happened in every building I've worked in. And I remember starting at one building and the custodian's cleaning up after lunch and I'm helping pick up some leftover trays and picking up a mess. And he said, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm helping you. He said, why would you do that? I said, because we're on the same team. Mm-hmm. Aren't we supposed to do that? And just that little bit of me helping and acknowledge him and always saying hello, finding out something about him that I can talk to him about, like, how's your child? What's going on? It made all the difference in the world. That would happen with associates, with secretaries. You know, a secretary would get a little weepy because they didn't think they'd get things done. I'm like, well, I can help you. What do you mean you can help me? Why would I not help you? I'm not about hierarchy. So when you enter the role of leadership, you haven't arrived. You got to work alongside your people. You have to understand their jobs so that you can support them. And if they fall down, you know why they fell down and can pick them back up. And then I think those people, I think they become loyal. They work harder for you. They will support you. So when you're having a bad day, they're right there beside you. And so I just treat people with kindness. And I'm just amazed at how many administrators don't do that. That's not how we should do things.
It sounds simple.
But it must not be. But I don't know how else to live. So I just take care of people no matter what their role is. I mop floors. I mean, you name it, I've done it. Doesn't matter that it's not my job. I hate the phrase, it's above my pay grade. There is no such thing. We're all on the same team. I can remember being in one building and they said, well, when the suits walk by, they don't say anything to us. And I thought, well, that is not good because these are taxpayers. They're paying our salaries. They're helping our schools. They're helping our children. So we should all just pitch in. Doesn't matter your role. That would be my advice for APs just getting started. You never arrive. You take care of people.
I think that's really impressive words to send out there to everybody. Again, it can be little things, right? It's, hey, you need to go use bathroom real quick. I'll sit here and man the phones in case somebody calls or somebody comes to the front door and needs to be buzzed in. And yeah, it doesn't have to be this monumental, large, you know, celebration and acknowledgement. Those are great too, but just valuing the work, because at the end of the day, students are at the center. That's why we're here. We're here to make everything as, you know, as great as we can for all of our kids. So that's just awesome.
Well, and when you talk to people and know your staff, no matter what their role, and it can actually say their name. I mean, yeah, we could do pizza for custodian day. Okay, big deal. Mm-hmm. But if you actually work alongside them and know their name, I think that means so much more to those people.
Well, three down. We got two more to go. So again, it doesn't amaze me because I expect this out of you because this is what you do all the time. So awesome stuff again, Dr. Hill. We appreciate your words of wisdom and we will be back again tomorrow with yet another question as we hammer out this week together. So again, thank you and thank you listeners for joining us. We will be back again as we talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.